Have you noticed that, at least in music, what's old is new again?
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Older musicians like Bob Dylan, Stevie Nicks, Bruce Springsteen, they're selling the rights to their music for hundreds of millions of dollars. Big names like these have always been popular, and yes, there's more old music than new music by definition, but some research suggests the vast majority of new downloads today are songs that are at least 2 years old, and much of it decades older than that. Is this some kind of social media trend, or is something deeper happening in the music industry? We're joined now by music writer Ted Gioia. His Substack newsletter is called The Honest Broker, and he also wrote about this recently for The Atlantic. Ted, welcome to Here and Now.
Great. Thank you for having me as a guest.
Well, we're glad to have you. And that's because, for one, I have noticed this trend myself personally. I just asked my 13-year-old daughter what new songs were popular on TikTok. And listen to this. Here's her answer.
Put your head on my shoulder, whisper in my ear.
Are you kidding me? That song is from 1959, and then I found out why the song was popular on TikTok, and then we had a whole different conversation that had nothing to do with music. But Ted, what's going on here?
Well, your experience is no different than my own. Everywhere I go now, I hear the old songs. I was out shopping the other day, and the clerk, who was just a young guy, is singing along to The Police, A Message in a Bottle, and that song from 1979. And this puzzled me. And then I went to a restaurant, and everybody at the restaurant was 30 or under, but all the songs they were playing were more than 40. And I asked my server, I said, "Why are you playing all these old songs? These are from my day." And she looked at me in surprise, and she said, "Well, you know, I like this old music." And I think that's true everywhere now. But the question is, what's happened to the new music?
Right. And when you crunched the numbers and you looked at the data, what did you find exactly about just how popular this older music is?
The numbers are ugly, at least if you care about new music. The latest figures show that 70% of music demand in the United States now is for old songs. And that's increasing every year. Let me put it another way. If you take the 200 most popular songs right now, they only account for 5% of total streams. That's tiny, and it's fallen in half in just the last 3 years. So no matter how you slice it or dice it, it seems that the market is shifting to old music, and very rapidly. This is not just a decline in new songs. You'd have to describe it as a kind of collapse.
Do you think that the pandemic has anything to do with this? I mean, a drive for nostalgia or this desire to return to our old lives when things were better?
It's clearly played some role, and I would love to think that when the pandemic is over, that we'll return to embracing new songs and new styles. But I'm fearful that these are long-term trends and that we're not going to see a shift anytime in the near future. And probably the single biggest reason for that is the music industry itself prefers to invest in old songs rather than developing new talents. In just the last year, they spent $5 billion buying up the rights to old songs. Now, what did they spend on developing new artists? Well, only a fraction of that. So this is more than just a pandemic or a short-term blip. The whole music industry is moving us back more towards old music.
Okay, so I think you're getting to something important here, and I want to be careful how I ask this, because it's not as if there's no good music anymore, right? I mean, there are clearly very talented musicians who are working, who are creating new content. I mean, there are Billie Eilish or Olivia Rodrigo songs that I can actually get behind.
Once we've both said our goodbyes, let's just let it go.
What do you think they would say about this?
It's true that there's always good music out there. You know, I spend 2 or 3 hours a day listening to new music because I'm a music critic. This is my livelihood. And I hear exciting new artists all the time. But what I will say is it's harder to find those artists now than ever before. Many of the more interesting recordings are coming from self-produced albums or indie labels. The music industry itself has become very cautious. They're now working off algorithms, and the algorithms are designed as a feedback loop. So they take what was successful a week ago or a year ago or 5 years ago, and they try to get something that imitates it almost exactly. This is a fundamental change with what happened in the past.
Why?
I think it's because the music industry has become so cautious, they feel the safest bet is the old song. Now, there's also an economic reason for this as well. In the old days, the music industry made money by selling albums, and they always needed to have a new album to sell. Mm. But nowadays, most of their money comes from streaming, and they make the same amount from an old song as they do from a new song. So they really have no incentive to develop new artists. If they can convince you to listen to the same old Paul Anka songs or Elvis Presley or Bob Dylan songs over and over again, that is just as profitable for them as a new music.
What does that do for our culture, though? I mean, you're a music guy. I'm sure you have some thoughts about this. Every time my 13-year-old daughter rushes home to tell me about a new song that she just discovered, and I have to tell her, no, honey, that was popular in the 1990s when I was a teenager, you know, I feel bad for her because music, as you know, it defines generations. What will she say about the music she came of age to in 2022?
I have no problem with anyone listening to old songs. I like the old songs too, but it isn't good for the culture. It creates a kind of stasis in the culture. Things become fossilized. Probably the best way of putting it is every month of the year is now like December. What do I mean by that? Well, in December, we're used to hearing the same holiday songs year after year, and they really don't change. Most of the holiday songs I heard last December are the same ones I heard 5-10 years ago. Well, here's the problem. Music is now like that in January, February, March, April. The whole year now, we're just listening to the same old songs over and over again. It's like opera or classical music. Those are the most extreme examples where the repertoire doesn't change from decade to decade. Could that happen to popular music? Well, a few years ago, I would have told you, well, that's impossible. Popular music is always about new things. Well, I'm not so sure about that anymore.
Yeah, I don't think it can stay that way. I mean, the whole point of music, as you say, is to push the boundaries, to create something new. That's why all the old music was once popular in its time. That can't just go away.
It hasn't happened in other cultural areas. The most popular movies are the new movies. The best-selling books are new books. I really think that if we had more forward-looking leaders in the music business, this wouldn't be happening. But they've become very cautious, as any old industry does, I guess.
So before we go, let me play for you another artist who is popular today.
Born through a party in the county jail. The prison band was there and they began to wail. The band was jumping and the drum began to swing. You should have heard the locked out jailbird sing. Let it rock. Everybody let it rock.
Ted, perhaps you've heard of Elvis.
Elvis Presley. Well, this shows you how things have changed because Elvis in his day was radical, was fresh, was new. That song, you know, Jailhouse Rock, that was a daring song to put on the radio back when Elvis first appeared. But now Elvis is a figure that's comforting for people. It brings back nostalgia, reminds them maybe of their parents or their early life at home. And so we've shifted. Elvis hasn't changed, but the way we perceive Elvis has changed. You know, but what I'm looking for is some new sound that shakes things up just the way Elvis did back in the day. I'm hoping those days aren't behind us forever.
I'm not even sure some teenagers know that he is no longer alive. Music writer Ted Gioia, his Substack newsletter is called The Honest Broker, and he wrote about this fascinating topic for The Atlantic as well. We'll link you at hereandnow.org. Thanks so much, Ted. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
So tell me, what old music are you streaming today? And if you prefer the newer stuff, where do you go to find it? You can find me on Twitter, at O'Dowdpeter, or drop us a note. We're at letters@hereandnow.org. Everybody let it rock. Everybody in old cell block. Put dance to the tail out of rock. Shift to Henry, set the bugs for heaven's sake. No one's looking out a chance to make a break. Bugs are turning to shift to any set. I wanna stick around, I wanna get my